This is IGN.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This incredibly unique mix of FPS, RTS, and tower defense ideas is absurdly complicated, but a whole lot of fun. This is your IGN review of Outpost Infinity Siege by Travis Northrup. Like a combination Taco Bell KFC, Outpost Infinity Siege is trying to be a suspicious number of things at once. But while this ambitious and absurdly complicated multiplayer, first-person shooter, real-time strategy, tower defense game is absolutely covered in a thick layer of jank, it defies the odds by actually being pretty darn competent at most of the things it attempts. Sure, the story is laughably bad. The voice performances gave me a full-body cringe, and there's so much grinding and RNG that you'll be seeing the same levels way too often. But all of those complaints stand in stark contrast to the numerous ways Infinity Siege knocks it out of the park, and as a result, I'm still having a lot of fun leveling up my base and facing off against hordes of robotic scorpions after more than 60 hours. The FPS combat is smooth and satisfying, the real-time strategy offers a ton of room for scheming, and the tower defense mechanics delightfully allow you to take on entire armies from atop a fortress of gunfire. Outpost Infinity Siege might bite off way more than it can chew, but also like a combination Taco Bell KFC, it often delivers exactly what you're looking for. As a generic soldier in an army that's waging war against a humanity-hating artificial intelligence, you'll fight off massive waves of robots by both firing weapons yourself and deploying turrets, traps, and other defensive structures to do the work for you. In between surviving large-scale offensives, you'll manage a growing base filled with recruitable operatives and vendors with lots of goodies and upgrades on offer, make improvements to a mobile outpost that follows you on missions, and bounce between an incredibly dense series of menus that take a dozen hours to fully comprehend. If that sounds intensely daunting to you, that's because it is, and Infinity Siege almost seems proud of its needlessly intricate systems, adding more layers to that cumbersome tapestry every couple of hours. I won't sugarcoat it. Folks, learning how to do everything from constructing an outpost piece by piece to modifying your weapons is a lot of work, but once you put in the time and effort to do so, it's incredibly rewarding. Less time appears to have been put into the story, though, which is terrible from beginning to end. Playing as post-apocalyptic Earth's least interesting soldier, you struggle against a man-made artificial life form that has driven humanity to the edge of extinction and fight back by making use of your own AI, who was every bit as robotic and forgettable as her human companion. The dialogue is impressively skippable and filled with cliches and pointless filler. Nearly every cutscene is a complete waste of time, and there isn't a single worthwhile character in the entire cast. Aiding in that commitment to dreadfulness are the absolutely atrocious voice performances, which are delivered so monotone that characters often sound bored out of their minds, even during moments that are supposed to be dramatic. Infinity Siege clearly focuses much more of its attention on the robot destroying, which is such a big step up from the story, it'll give you whiplash. Fighting in first person is shockingly well-tuned for a game that has to juggle so many different genres. And one clever detail I love about Recovery Day is that the length of time and intensity of the assault you face is determined entirely by the loot you're trying to extract. So if you hope to make off with rare and powerful items, you're in for an absolutely devastating onslaught. Even cooler, once you surpass certain loot thresholds, you'll trigger horrifying bosses to drop from the sky and ruin your escape. To beat the odds and survive a particularly ambitious extraction, you'll need to come prepared with powerful weapons and armor for your character, make sure the outpost you're defending has as many defensive and offensive units as possible, and strategically make use of the resources you've collected to deploy and command additional units onto the battlefield from a bird's eye view. And all of those juicy options for waging war against these dumb robots makes the end of each tour a high-stakes blast. Outpost Infinity Siege takes some pretty big swings with its mishmash of ideas, and succeeds at a surprising number of them, whether it's the insanely dense RPG mechanics, its tight FPS gunfights, or its open-ended base-building options. It certainly doesn't stick the landing everywhere, with a dreadful story, overly grindy and RNG-driven progression, and levels that become monotonous and predictable after a few visits. But even so, I found myself gladly sinking dozens of hours into a delightfully weird and unpolished adventure that's unlike anything I've ever played before. Not everyone is going to have the patience to learn the sometimes incoherently complicated systems required to get the most out of Infinity Siege, but those willing to make the effort are in for a very good time. Outpost Infinity Siege's IGN score? 7. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on Outpost Infinity Siege, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.